With Avengers Campus getting so much love, especially Pym's Test Kitchen, we felt that it was high time to reevaluate the food options at Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. Is Star Wars food any good? The jury is out, and since we're in space anyway, how about some Star Wars rhyme time? All this and so much other fun nonsense on this week's episode of the We Like Theme Parks
Podcast.
Miriam, do one.
What? Podcast. No.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we proudly present a spectacular festival of theme park audio commentary magic, the We Like Theme Parks Podcast.
Yo. Bring it back now.
Welcome, foolish mortal.
Welcome, my fellow theme parkers, to the We Like Theme Parks Podcast, your go-to spot for news, opinions, and other nerdy fun happenings in and around the Disney and Universal theme parks. I'm Chris Bond, Bright Suns, amigos. Today I'm joined by my co-host, Disney Bounder, theme park fashionista, and rebel scum from the Churro Fund. It's Miriam Kenley. Miriam, what's up?
I was the rebel spy once on Star Tours.
No way. That's so cool.
I think you were too, and then you almost threw up.
Yeah,
I almost threw up too, but it wasn't until the end of the ride, so we were good. Picture was cute.
I was barf ready from like turn one. I was like, whoa, yeah, not this ride. I don't know, do you break out in a sweat right away? Like right away.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh,
so bad.
Yeah.
We forgot about the other guy. Hey, welcome comedian, Diz nerd, and British-sounding Imperial officer. It's Mark Andrada. Hey, Mark, what's happening?
Did you say we forgot about the other guy?
I said let's not forget about the other guy.
You did. I heard it.
Forgot about the other guy.
It was a joke. We would never forget about you, Mark. Mark, you're the heart and soul of the show.
Listen, it's not that you'd forget about me. It's that you called me the other guy.
It was supposed to be fun.
Is that who I am to you?
No,
the other guy?
You're the best guy. Come on.
No. If I'm not your number one.
How are you not my number one?
I'm your zero. Do you understand?
You're not my zero.
That's not a saying. That's not a saying.
You're trying to make it stick like fetch. It's not happening. I'm your zero.
What's fetch?
You never watch Mean Girls?
No, I don't know what that is.
There you go. Miriam knows what fetch is.
I know. I'm just messing around.
Okay. All right. Well, we got a super fun Star Wars jam happening today. Speaking of Star Wars, anybody watching Bad Batch on Disney Plus?
I have not watched Clone Wars or Rebels yet, right. So I don't feel like I can watch that just yet.
Yeah. I haven't watched either of those either, but I was like, oh, I'll watch this. It's new. It's cool. Mark, have you checked it out or you're not that into the Star Wars?
Same boat as Miriam over here.
Yeah.
You're waiting to watch Rebels and...
Yeah, I feel like I should watch other things first, but then I just... Listen, I'm an episode behind on Loki. You know what I mean? So...
you gotta watch the stuff you want to watch first.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I was like, I don't know what I'm getting myself into. I haven't really watched any animated Star Wars stuff with any kind of like consistency. So it really feels like it's written for kids, but there's some cool stuff. Like it's really a lot of world building and they always bring in like people you know from the movies and like in and around circumstances and moments you know in history. And it's kind of really cool. Like I'm like, oh, I'm really enjoying this. But at the same time, it's definitely like written for kids to watch, you know?
I think it's also supposed to tie in heavily with Clone Wars and Rebels. I've heard that if you've watched those, then you know a lot more characters in it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's all Filoni, right? Like he's doing all of it.
My thing is, I don't want to watch anything that's going to make me watch the prequels of the Star Wars movies. And I feel like you have to watch those to watch this.
Well, it just heightens the stakes, I think. It gives you more backstory.
I just don't
want to
do it.
Well, but don't.
I fell
don't worry
asleep
about it.
During The Phantom Menace in the theater 3 times. I've never gotten through it. Just don't want to do it.
You don't want to talk about all the, like, what was it? The Viceroy and the trade embargoes and the galactic trade embargoes really politicking it up in that episode one? Didn't float your boat?
That happened in episode one?
Yeah, man. It was all like, you know, government, space government stuff. It was like,
ugh, that sounds terrible.
Like, come on, George. No. Lucas. Come on. Let's blow some stuff up already. Come on. Black hat, white hat. Let's go. I kind of like the second one, though. Maybe I'm on a bit of an island.
The first one ruined it so bad for me. I never saw the other two.
Well, I felt like the second one was the scramble to fix it, right? It was like, oh, how do we kind of get this back on track, you know? So I kind of dug it. But anyway, all right. So no one's watching The Bad Batch but me. I will say I'm enjoying it. There you go. We're having a Star Wars episode. Thought I would mention the cool thing on Star Wars right now, because I know a lot of people are digging it, are feeling it. And it's
I've really heard it's fun. I just haven't done the homework to watch it yet.
Do you guys know who The Bad Batch are?
No.
So you know
how they guess. They are... Mandalorian people.
No. They were clones, but they were this group of clones that
they were Mandalorian people.
They're not Mandalorian people.
They're Mandalorian people.
They were a bad batch of clones. There were some clones that kind of like had, you know, almost like powers. Like
clones. Who are they cloning and why?
What? Didn't you watch all those movies? The clones.
I just told you. No, I did not.
All right. So Boba Fett's dad is Jango Fett. And Jango Fett was...
Aren't they Mandalorian people?
Yeah. But, you know, before all this stuff or after, I don't know the timeline, you know, he went to Kamino and he was living on Kamino and they were making all these warriors that were like Jango Fett. You saw that in the second film.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. Did you say that Boba Fett's dad's name is Janky?
Jango Fett. Jango Fett.
And he has an El Camino?
He does not... No.
Janky Fett drives an El Camino.
Guys.
El Camino.
Jango Fett is Boba Fett's dad. They're on the planet called Kamino. You know what I mean?
Why are they making clones of Janky?
He was a perfect specimen. I don't know. He's got that cool South African accent. Who knows?
This all sounds crazy. Anyway,
it's enjoyable. There's this group of clones, and they're kind of one of them is a strong one.
Do they all look like Jango Fett?
Yeah, they in the movies, yeah, they look like that. I can't think of the actor's name. The actor that was in The Mandalorian and played
Boba Fett. Wild premise. No, why are they only cloning one person?
Because that was like the, you know, Subject Zero. I was like the guy they were cloning them all, and they made gazillions of them.
Huh.
But then there was a group of them who were just kind of different, and that's the Bad Batch, and they do different stuff. But it's kind of
so cool. It's Multiplicity.
Yeah, that's it. It's that movie.
Miriam and I are in a mood today.
Yeah,
we are just poking and prodding at poor Christopher Bond.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get this show going. And
tell us about this Bad Batch, Janky Kamino.
Yeah, let's try to talk about Star Wars, but we don't
tell
have to.
Tell us about Multiplicity in space.
Yeah, you know what? I got to talk about T-shirts in space. Here we go.
D-Public presents It's Your Shoutouts.
T-Public is where you can find all kinds of Disney nerdy and Universal t-shirts. Go to our website, click t-shirts, buy one. Why not? Maybe get a Star Wars one even. You can get something from our store or from someone else's store. Hey, it's all good news. Get some cool stuff. It's a cool way to support us. And you can have cool stuff for the park. That's great. Today, I want to shout out somebody. It's a friend. You know, today we're talking about food in space. So I saw this friend of ours and I want to give him a shout out. It's Adventures and Donuts. These guys love life and donuts, apparently. They cover Disney and Universal, but mostly donuts. If you like donuts, you got to check out at Adventures and Donuts. Check them out, man. It's going to make you hungry. I promise it did it to me. And now I'm starving. I'm going to have a snack or something. Anybody else got a shout out?
Yeah, I've got one. My Insta shout out is Dave Filoni. Dave Filoni, I would say. I don't know if Dave Filoni has an actual Instagram account, but there is a Dave Filoni fan page. So check that out. Dave Filoni. I don't know who that is at all. I have no idea what this person's contribution to the world. But I recommend Dave Filoni.
We got a hardcore Star Wars fan on our hands, friends. Yeah. Dave Filoni's kind of like Mr. Star Wars now, but not a big deal.
Please do not tell me anything more. I'm enjoying following Dave Filoni without knowing anything about him.
That's great, Mark. Well, hey, I'm glad that you and Dave could be friends for no reason than just to be friends. I think that's great. All right, friends. Well, hey, that's our T-Public shout out of the day. And now let's just get into some fun. It's Armchair Imagineering time.
Armchair Imagineering.
Space food isn't any good. Star Wars, do you want to eat there? Let's talk about it. I feel like the food options in Star Wars are plentiful, but they're kind of funky. And I don't think everybody's running to Star Wars to eat. They are to have drinks, that's for sure. But to eat food, I don't know. Miriam, you were just there and you recently ate at Star Wars. What's your take on the Star Wars food?
I'm a fan. I really, in Disneyland, I think I said during our interview, we had the Ronto-less wrap, so the vegan wrap there, and it is so good in Disneyland. It's different at Disney World, and I think it's just grilled zucchini in Disney World, which is great.
Yeah.
But ours is an Impossible sausage wrap, and it is really, really tasty. So I really like the food in Batu. And the drinks that you can get, the non-alcoholic ones at the Ronto stand are also delicious, especially as hot as it was. We drank those in 5 seconds. And yeah, I like it. I'm even a fan of the milks, the green milk specifically. Blew. The blue one is gross.
Gross.
And then the loaded green milk in Disneyland, great. Right. So I really like it. I haven't tried Docking Bay 7 yet, but I hear good things about that too. So I think it's good. I'm a fan.
Yeah, I've eaten at Docking Bay 7 a couple times, and I'm like, you know, it's okay. It's just like unique takes on some foods that are kind of, you know, they make it a little bit spacey, but it's still just chicken and rice. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you can get something like, you know, the roasted Andorian tip-yip salad, which is like, yeah, the tip-yip. It's like
chicken on, I think.
Tip yip.
You got it backwards.
No, I think I got it right. It says tip yip.
Oh.
Yip tip.
Yeah, tip yip. Yeah, man. It's just chicken on mixed greens, you know, and veggies, some quinoa, you know. I don't know. I feel like I think they're giving you neat food options, but I don't know how themed they are. I don't know how interesting they are. I feel like they're missing out. Just having seen what we've seen at Avengers and some of the fun they've had in Pim's Kitchen, it just felt really fun. And the food in Star Wars, the food, because I think the drinks are fun, but the food isn't very fun, you know? And I feel like they need to get there. And so I thought we could help them out today and maybe make their food a little bit more fun and come up with some new food ideas or concepts for Star Wars that would be delicious, but fun and themed. Hey, Miriam, why don't we start things out with you? You were just there. You had a good experience, but I feel like it's lacking in theming. And hopefully you feel the same way. What are some new ideas to reinvigorate the fun in the food at Star Wars?
Okay, so I had an idea to open a restaurant, and this is going to be from the Star Wars Christmas special. Ooh. It's Gormanda's Kitchen.
Ooh, nice.
Kitchen. Yes, of course. I love it.
And I was reading on Wikipedia that she used to write a recipe column, and she has something in here called Glow Blue Noodles and Chavs. So whatever that is, I think we make it. And I kind of envision it maybe being kind of like Satouli Canteen, because I would like a noodle option. I don't think there's any noodles in Disneyland. So
I'm not seeing any. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, maybe you put a glow cube in there, or probably not, because we're eating. So not put just plastic in our food, but it would be maybe on the tray or something. Who knows? But yeah, I think you make it like Satouli Canteen with the different protein options and just make it a little more interesting.
Yeah, that's a like great idea.
Yeah.
And then she also makes a Bantha surprise, but I think that should be ice cream.
Oh,
so I think you make the blue milk or green milk or both soft serve and or sundae style. Like you can put some crazy toppings on there.
Oh, like that. How about this? Do you remember fried ice cream? Did anybody get fried ice cream?
Yeah, it's
remember when that was the thing? That is a thing that has fallen out of favor. We need to bring that back. So what if Bantha Surprise was fried blue ice cream?
Oh, so
that's good.
Right? With like a gooey center, like you have like a goopy center of like fudge or whatever.
Yeah.
And then cream cheese, I don't care. And then the blue milk ice cream, and then the wrapping or whatever you want to call it.
Wait, is this like a
and also one of the lightsaber churros as a spoon.
Oh, of course.
Good call. Excellent call.
But it sounds like a Bantha egg, right? If you put something in the middle of it, then you got the ice cream, and then you got the hard crusty
fried shell. That's a surprise.
Surprise, it's an egg.
Yeah. Bantha egg, that's a
How about if it's just a hard-boiled egg in the middle? Surprise, gross.
Surprise, you will be throwing up.
I like boiled eggs. I don't care. Put them in my ice cream. Whatever.
And then what's the green milk comes from a sea monster, right? What's the name of the monster that one comes from? Or
The prettiest thing that we got to watch, we saw Luke milk in Last Jedi.
Yeah, it was like some kind of sea cow or something like that.
Yeah, so we could do the green milk version too. and call it whatever that sea cow is.
Splash, splash.
Surprise.
They're female thalassirens. Thank you very much.
Surprise, then.
Siren surprise.
Siren juice. Yeah. Yeah.
It's just a boiled egg in the middle. Shell and all, baby.
All right, more ideas. Miriam, what else you got?
Well, speaking of eggs, maybe we have the child and hit, like, all this those would be really gross. Maybe it's like a Scotch egg, but it says eggs he stole from the lady. God.
That frog lady?
Yeah, in The Mandalorian.
That's frog lady baby eggs. Oh, my God.
And it's just a stand, and it's the child selling those eggs.
It's like that. What's that Filipino thing, Mark, that the little baby bird eggs that
it's duck. They're ducks.
Is it ducks? What is that called again?
Balot.
Balot. That's it. That's it.
You don't want to. We don't want to talk about this. It's I ate balot once. I took one bite out of it, and because I was like, no, you know what? This is my culture, and I'm going to. Yeah. I know I don't want this, and I know I'm not going to like it, but I'm going to try one. And I took one bite of it, and I got like some feathers in my mouth. Ugh. And I was just, you know what? More than anything, I remember the texture of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, because it is it's a fertilized egg, right? So there is like a baby duck or chicken or whatever inside. And so the white part becomes, I will describe it like cartilage. You ever eat like the top of like a chicken wing, like the little cartilagey part? It's not quite that hard, but almost.
Yeah.
And that's the texture of what the white part of the egg takes on, and the yolk obviously becomes the bird. I took one bite of that and went, no, cannot.
Yeah.
Cannot. I'm sorry, all of my people, but I cannot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oof. Okay. Also, that it's like that, or like a little frog pod. I don't want to eat any of these things, but I
said a Scotch egg.
Yeah.
Put it inside the ice cream. It'll be fine.
There you go. We're back there. We can have frog pods. Sure. What else?
That's it. That's all.
That's it. Okay.
Nice.
It's funny when you think about Star Wars and watching people eat on Star Wars. Like, you don't really see a lot of like eating in space. You know. I mean. There was the blue milk we talked about.
Yeah, like doesn't Rey, she has those like packets she mixes with water, and it kind of becomes a meal. It looks like something with bread.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's some Insta bread or something like that. And you, I mean, Chewie eats a porg, and Jabba the Hutt eats like some frog or whatever. But you don't see a lot of like breaking of bread, people sitting and having meals, you know. Except if it's Anakin slicing, fruit with his mind and passing it over to Padme, that whole romantic fruit scene, if you remembered. You don't even remember that. You probably didn't see it.
Probably not.
No?
I mean, maybe I saw it and then I just didn't, like, I blocked it out.
I was thinking more about Miriam because Miriam's like, I hate those prequels.
I didn't see that.
She doesn't know what I'm talking about. Okay. Well, the thing is like, how do you theme food when there's not a lot of food to work with? You haven't seen them eat food. Like, Harry Potter, they have butterbeer. Boom. They have the three broomsticks. It's like, it's so easy, right? Boom, boom, boom. Get the things the kids are eating, all the candies and chocolates at the in town there at Honey Duke's and all that stuff. Star Wars, you got to do make-em-ups, right? So the make-em-ups are tough. So let me try to help out. With Ronto wraps, people forget that Rontos are actually an animal in the Star Wars. Mm-hmm. Do you guys remember, like... It's on Tatooine. It kind of looks like a horse almost.
Yeah.
The Jawas would ride them. That's a Ronto. Yeah. That's what you're eating. I feel like that's kind of forgotten, right? When people are having these Ronto wraps, it's actually something from the universe. But I thought like, hey, if you're going to do that, if you're going to eat something that walks around that you've seen from the movies, let's just go with it, man. Rotisserie porg on a stick. It's like a little chicken thing on a stick, but you could walk around and make it look like a porg. Wouldn't that be fun? Get a little porg and you're like Chewbacca? No.
No, you can't. Awesome. Because porgs are cute and little kids are going to be upset. You're just training a bunch of vegetarians. That's what you're training.
It's not a land full of kids. And besides, it could be the Star Wars version of a turkey leg. Is a little porg on a stick? I think it's delicious.
No chance.
Oh, my God.
I mean, like, listen, I get what you're saying, and it'd be easy to do. You get, like, a quail, right? You get a quail, and you do it, and you say it's a porg.
Yeah.
But the thing is that you can't say that, because you remember when they did Animal Kingdom, and they did all those, like, animal droppings?
Yeah.
I think about that all the time. I mean, I really do. I think about that once a week and how funny that is and how mad everybody got. And it's like, you cannot sell poop to these children. They're going to eat poop. And it's like, it's obviously it's not. How dumb are your kids?
Yeah.
Can I say that on this podcast? Yeah. Like, it's obviously chocolate, everybody. Relax.
All right. Okay.
Anyway, I'm with you. What I'm saying is I like your idea, and I would absolutely go knuckle deep on a porg.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I eat it with my hands. I put my finger right into it, and my fingers would be all greasy, and I just eat it like a sandwich.
Right. It'd be so good. It'd be so yum.
But and I just feel like parents are going to be mad about it.
I feel like we'd be walking around waving porg sticks at each other. It would be beautiful. It'd be a beautiful thing. Okay, so let's abandon that idea for now. Let's move on. What you know, I got some ideas for some treats and some snacks, and I feel like there's a couple of approaches here. I really liked what they did at Avengers Campus. Like, they took food and they changed it. Like, they either made it really big or they just made it a different way to eat it, and now it becomes special. So here's a pitch. Why don't they take corn dogs? Let's take corn dogs, flatten them, make them into squares, and call them rations. Just call it a space ration or Tatooine ration or whatever it is. And then you have to dip it in these different sauces. It's just mustard or ketchup or whatever. But there's dark side and light side. There's like the Jedi sauces are like the bright ones, the light ones like mustard, or the ketchup is the dark side. And you can dip your ration, but it's just a corn dog. Everyone's happy, right?
What do you mean by flatten?
Well, instead of it being a hot dog that's like, you know, a tube, maybe you cut it in half and you put it flat, and then you cut them up into like squares. And so you're getting like a stack of these squares. It's just the presentation is different. You're still eating like human food, but it's just different. You're getting this weird thing and they're calling it something different. But meanwhile, it's a corn dog and mustard, man. You know, just given to you differently. And it's space food. I think that's fun. I would do the same thing with tater tots. Why don't you make them into little discs? Little flat discs. And you can call them...
They're called chips.
You call them...
Chips.
Well, yeah. Or you call them like... What's more spacey? Like plaques or something like that?
Space chips.
Units.
Discs.
Units. Discs.
Units.
I like discs.
You potato know? Discs.
Potato
discs. Instead of barrels.
Barrels. Yeah. Come on. You know, we know those are tots, right? Just with a different word. Come on. But if you make them look different, now you can say that's not a tot. That you can say that's a barrel, even though it's not a barrel. Okay, here's another pitch. Let's do some snackies. Shouldn't the carbon freeze? I know it's a drink, but shouldn't it be like a popsicle or something? Like picture like
or a slush?
Well, I like the idea of there being like a cart that they open up, like right, and then like all the wet stuff, and they pull out this popsicle out of it, and it's kind of like in a little box, like a carbon freeze box, like a little Han Solo thing, like, right? And every time it's like a presentation, every time they open it up to give them a popsicle.
It's a cart run by Jabba, because it's like a joke that he's handing out all these frozen Hans to people.
It's not Jabba. Remember those little pig-like figures that worked in Empire Strikes Back that put Han into the thing? Like those.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's those guys, and they run the carts, and they're like, all right, you want a carbon freeze? You know,
that's not what they sound like. But yes,
okay. I'm improvising, right? And then you get the thing, and it's a popsicle, and maybe it's of Han, and he's like, or whatever.
I got one. Can I jump
please,
on this idea?
Yeah, jump in.
So I like the idea of opening like a double freezer, like a fridge kind of thing with two doors, except inside is actually a person, not necessarily Han, but somebody frozen. Like carbon frozen or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And when you order this, they open it up. Ksh, the smoke comes out. And there's like bits. And they take like a pick and a hammer and they chisel a bit off of him and it's frozen. So, and then they give you just a shard of this frozen person.
Oh, gross.
And that's what you're, and that's what goes in your slushy.
And a glove. Oh, a slushy is going.
Yeah, so you get a little slushy. You get like a charcoal slushy, right? Like a black slushy.
Yeah.
And you get this shard of like somebody's hand or something.
You get like a finger. This is in your drink.
Yeah, you get like they just chop a piece off of this and they serve it to you, and that's what you.
It's some bounty that has been hunted, right? Like this is some like conscript.
Yeah.
You know, you're nibbling on. Okay.
You can pay more for like a harder to find bad guy.
It could be somebody that Mandalorian got, right? Because isn't he? There's a bounty hunter. He has all those bounties.
Mm-hmm.
boom.
Mandalorian
Yeah, it could be that Horatio Sanz character from the first Mandalorian. You're just eating pieces of him.
Right.
I love how we're thinking. We're on it. Storytelling, beautiful. How about this? How about leaning more into, I know they've leaned into like the animals. So I had an idea. Miriam, you were talking about vegetarian options because you're like burger, burger, burger. Okay. Mm-hmm. How about a beet salad and you call it Womp Rat Chowder? Just pick a name.
Isn't a chowder a soup?
Well, just whatever, chutney, whatever. Call it whatever you want. Like just kind of like lumpy lumps. But it's Womp Rat. It's not.
Call it Lumpy Lumps.
Lumpy Lumps. But it's not a beet salad.
The creative force that is Christopher Bond calls it Lumpy Lumps.
I called it Womp Rat Chowder, to be fair. You know, but wait,
that's true.
We somehow got to Lumpy Lumps.
I like Lumpy Lumps.
And Mark, to bore on your idea, I think Bantha Burgers should be there. But again, don't call it a burger. Call it like a Bantha stack, right? And you have like, and you can stack up the Bantha. And right. Instead
but it's
of
it's just a burger,
it's still a burger. And you know what? The cheese should be blue because it's the thing milk, the
Bantha milk cheese.
Yeah.
You're so it's actually blue cheese. Blue cheese, though, right?
Yeah, it's space burger. You want a space burger? It's gonna be blue cheese, dude.
Yeah,
like
not the actual blue cheese, but cheese that is looks blue. But it's
just, oh no, I want actual blue cheese. And you put like some caramelized pear or something.
It's getting expensive now.
Oh, yeah.
No, I just want American cheese, you know, and then
you think that's expensive. Wait till you hear my idea.
Okay, please jump in.
It'd be bad. My idea is very expensive. I only have one idea. I don't want to. No, you go. You keep going, and I'll do
okay.
My
I'll
one
put you
idea.
Later. Okay. What about leaning on places? Because I realize we're at Black Spire Outpost. But what about if you've seen your Star Wars? You know, you kind of have the sense of environment, right? And to me, Naboo seems like the most bountiful of planets. So how about a plate called Naboo's Bounty, and it's like a fruit salad. It's like a fruit plate of all these delicious fruits. Or what about you want like a mixed green salad? Call it Dagobah Weed Plate or something like that. It's just a bunch of like vegetation from Dagobah. You know, wouldn't that be fun? But it's just a salad. It's just a salad. You know, I'm eating Dagobah weeds. No, you're not. It's just a salad. But hey, welcome to Star Wars. I think that would be fun. And here's an idea for like a dessert. I call it Minerals. And it's just Pop Rocks. Like have like a mineral cart and you have all these different flavors of Pop Rocks. You can make up different cool, these minerals are from the salt island or the salt planet of whatever. I can't remember the salt planet.
Great.
Yeah, thank you. Or this one is from, you know, the mines of Hoth. Or this one is from the ash of that hot planet. I can't think of what it's called. the hot one where Vader has his castle. I can't think of what it's called.
It's too hot there.
It's too hot.
Mordor.
That one.
Different thing.
Yeah. Vader put his thing in the mountain. So boom, you can buy them and they're like little packages and they're like, it's like a little cart and they're all over the place and you can trade them and swap them and mix them, but it's all different Pop Rocks because Pop Rocks feel kind of like spacey. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be fun for the kids to do that. And the final pitch is I think there should be a banquet dining experience called the Emperor's Table. And it's just like going on a cruise. And maybe they use this on the spaceship, the Galactic Cruiser, Star Cruiser. You know how you go on a cruise and the captain will have like dinner. One of the nights is a dinner with the captain and he's at a big table and it's kind of like the fancy night. Well, let's have that, but it's the Emperor. Like you're going to meet and dine with the Emperor. So
Palpatine?
Yeah, it's Palpatine's.
Gross.
He's so
gross.
Yeah, but
and he just cracks really inappropriate jokes the whole time and laughs at himself. And then occasionally just electrocutes the one of the waiters.
Absolutely,
it's disintegrating at the table because he's literal dust.
Literally, it's a 5-course meal. It's very fancy. It's all like imperial dining at its finest, and it's a meet and greet with Emperor Palpatine. And yeah, he roasts a couple of people.
Instead of Palpatine, it should be Kylo Ren.
That works too. You know what? Switch them out. Call it the Imperial, whatever, Elite Imperial Dining. And it could either be Kylo Ren or it's Vader or it's the, Emperor. And it's a kind of a meet and greet and you have a very fancy dinner, but you're pledging your allegiance to the Empire. It's kind of neat. I think it's kind of fun. It's like, instead of like rah-rah rebels, why don't you go high society with the Empire? I think it might be fun. You know, everyone's dressed to the nines. It's kind of a big deal.
You blow up a planet at the end of the dinner. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. You have to flip the Death Star and fry a planet. It's a great idea. You know, this is beautiful. Mark, let's switch over to you. You have a colossal concept. I want to hear all about it.
I just have one idea. I only have one idea. Really and truly, okay, I'll say the food thing first. I'll get the food thing out of the way.
Yeah.
I always think of one meal. You know, when somebody's like, what kind of food do you want? My head goes to one meal and it's always breakfast. I think about breakfast a lot.
Okay.
And I want a breakfast. I want a better breakfast offering. So if I say masala dosa to you, do you know what that is?
No idea.
Have you ever had a masala dosa? Okay. Listen, I got to take both of you out for masala dosa.
Please.
It's an Indian food. It's like a giant crepe.
Mm-hmm.
It's made out of white lentils and it's very thin and crispy, but in the edges are thin and crispy. I'm going to show you a picture of it. This does not help our listeners, but
okay. I like crepes.
Yeah. It's a thin, crispy crepe. You eat it with your hands.
Ooh.
And, inside a masala dosa are like sort of smashed, spiced potatoes.
Ooh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, you know, that's what's in the middle. So the sides are kind of empty and you break off the sides of the crepe and you scoop out the middle of it. I'm going to show you a picture there.
Okay.
You see this?
Oh man.
This is a masala dosa. This is a sort of a more traditional looking one, like a big long crepe. They're often bigger than your plate.
Right.
Okay. And then you break pieces of that off.
Yeah. And inside here, like inside the middle here, like inside this part would be like where all of the potatoes are. And then there are like a bunch of different chutneys and dips that come with it.
This looks really yummy.
Yeah. So I would like that. That's like a great lunchtime snack. Uh-huh. But to make it breakfasty, I would put a mixture of the masala potatoes with quail eggs. You ever had quail eggs? They're just little like grape sized eggs. They're like eggs, but they're from a quail. So they're smaller and they're like the size of like a grape tomato. Okay. Or like a grape. I don't know why I had to say grape tomato. But they're like the size of a grape. So you put a bunch of quail eggs in there. This thing's so expensive. Quail eggs are not cheap.
Yeah.
And you put them in there with the potatoes and the crepe. Delicious. And it's, you know, like I said, these are things that already exist that a lot of people haven't had. Like most people haven't eaten quail eggs.
Yeah, yeah.
I eat quail eggs. I love, like, sometimes at the grocery store, I'll just go get a bunch of quail eggs.
Hey, Mark, do you think I could add some
boil them up?
Could we add some theming to this? Like, we got this long thing. Like, this looks like a long, like a baton almost.
Yeah.
What if it was like, you know, that monster that is in the garbage can?
Oh, yeah.
Like his big eye. Could this just be like a tentacle from like one of these monsters? And it's like a very like exclusive delicacy. Like,
I was thinking more that like the eggs inside could be like the row of, you know, like the egg row. You know what I mean? When I say row, right. The fish eggs.
Yeah, fish eggs.
Of the, like that green sea monster that gets milked for the green milk.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like, this is their eggs. And that's the nice thing about the quail eggs is they're little, so you can have a lot of them. So it's kind of like a fish row kind of thing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the idea I was going for when I was thinking about quail eggs. I'm just hungry for eggs, really. That's what this is about. Like I was saying earlier, Chris and Miriam, like the food is great and I want it to be good. Like, it doesn't bother me that it's not super, super themed. Like I said, give me an Impossible Burger and call it a Bantha Burger and I'm happy. Put some ketchup on it. Put some ketchup on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or a mustard. Give me a mustard and we're fine. What I really care about is that there isn't enough dinner entertainment. Like, I want a dinner show. Like, I want a cantina, full animatronic, rotating stage dinner show.
Yes. Now you're talking.
Yeah.
And like, so when you talk, Chris, when you talked about your Emperor's New Groove buffet, I was like, this is the perfect opportunity for that. You make this a buffet, you have a big floor show. Oh my gosh. Yes, please.
And what's the band? The band should play. What's the band that's always, you know?
Yeah, the Cantina Band. I know what you're talking about.
But they have a name, don't they? They're called like the something somethings.
I don't know. You want me to look it up? I'll look it up.
Nah, don't look it up. The something somethings that play the boop, 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 boop. Those dudes have them. Love it. Yeah,
yes, it's just a cantina band, isn't it?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thought they were called something else, but that's okay. All right, well, that's great. Mark, I'm loving this idea, and I love the idea of bringing in some weird food but making it very, like, fancy, because I think if you make it fancy, people will eat it because it's fancy, so they can say they ate it. You know, I bought that $50, you know.
Quail egg breakfast?
Quail egg garbage monster tentacle arm, yeah, or whatever. Like, that's pretty cool, you know.
It's so much cholesterol.
Oh yeah, those quail eggs not so good for you.
Oh yeah, no, they're worse for you than a boiled egg for sure.
Guys, how do you all feel about Star Wars Galaxy Eggs?
Galaxy Eggs.
How do you feel about some of their food and some of their culinary offerings? Let us know. Hit us up. What's up? We like theme parks. We want to hear all about it. And maybe you'll like some of these ideas. Quail eggs? Yeah. Tater tots? Yeah. Squashed corn dogs? The world is our oyster in space. Or literally, we can have oysters. You know, there's tons of fun ideas from all three of us. And which ones do you like? Which ones would you eat? Or are you happy with what they got now? I'm still like, I'd love more theming. But, you know, hey, you heard it from here. All right, friends. Well, hey, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back with some more fun. It's still Star Wars time right here on the We Like Theme Parks.
Max Rebo. I think is that who you're talking
that's
about?
It, Max Rebo Band? Max Rebo Band. Yeah, that's it. Podcast!
What's the time? Rhyme a clock.
Where's the rhyme?
Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme deep.
There's no rhyme or no reason for nothing.
It's Star Wars rhyme time right here on the We Like Theme Parks podcast. Guys, are we ready to play and have some fun?
Yes. Yeah. You know, the other name for the, I think the original name for the band is Figrin Dan and the Modal Nodes.
Figrin Dan?
That can't be it.
Figrin Dan.
Max Rebo Dan. Is perfect. Isn't Max Rebo the big guy playing the piano, like the big blue elephant looking thing? I thought that was Max Rebo.
I don't know. You want me to call him and ask what his name is?
Yeah, well, sure. Can't give him a show. But do you want to start some rhyme time while we
get okay, we'll do that first. I'll call him after. You're right.
That'd be great. That'd be great. Okay. Friends, here we go. If you haven't played Rhyme Time before, it's just stuff that rhymes, and there's going to be Star Wars stuff in it. It's Miriam against Mark. We're going to have some fun doing Star Wars. All right, who wants to keep score? Miriam, can you keep score?
Sure.
Yeah, oh, I can keep score. I can do that.
I don't trust you, Mark, with your score.
Yeah, you're right. You're right to like not trust cheap. Me. I would absolutely change it.
Miriam's very honest.
Oh, Miriam needs a pen. I'll just do it. It's fine.
All right. All right. We'll trust you, Mark, today. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Let's start things off. Question number one. This is Princess Leia's favorite fruit. This is Princess Leia's favorite fruit. It's rhyme time, so the two things would rhyme. What is Princess Leia's favorite fruit? Bueller? Anybody? No?
Organa banana.
Yeah, an Organa banana. Yeah, that's it. You got it. Yeah, mostly rhymes. Mostly rhymes.
I like Organa banana.
Organa banana.
It's Leia Organa, not Organa.
Whatever. It's close. It's, get out
like
of here.
I like enough. It. I like Organa banana.
You can make it work. It works. That's a warm-up question anyway. All right, guys. Now everybody knows how to play the game. Question number two. It goes like this. Ben Solo loves fireworks so much that every 4th of July, he puts on a show, and he calls it this. Ben Solo loves fireworks so much that every 4th of July, he puts on a show, and he calls it this. There's a lot of quiet thinking going on. This is getting deep already. No? Really? This is an easy one.
Ben Solo likes fireworks.
Miriam? No.
Oh, I got it. Is it Kylo's pyro?
That's right. Kylo's pyro is indeed the answer.
Point for Mark. It took a long time to get there, man.
We're all tied up, Ski. All right, we're going to question number three. Luke's favorite wingman just opened a landscaping company, and he called it this.
Luke's favorite wingman.
Wingman. I'll give you a hint. It's not Han.
His okay, favorite and he opened a wingman. Landscaping company.
Yep. And he called it this. Luke's favorite wingman just opened up a landscaping company and he called it this. Nothing? Wow. Okay. Yeah, maybe this one's a little tricky. Mark, you giving up on this one?
I want to say it's R2-D2.
No, barking up the wrong tree.
Okay.
Who's his favorite wingman? Who every time he's flying on a mission, who's always flying with him?
Iceman. No. No. You could be my wingman any day.
Yeah, yeah. No,
what he says to him, right?
Yeah, yeah. The answer, well, his favorite wingman is Wedge Antilles, and Wedge started a company called Wedge's Hedges. Wedges.
See, I thought it was going to be, I thought it was R2-D2.
No, it's Wedge. It's always Wedge. Come on.
What?
Wedge Antilles. He's every time he's on a, like, he's in his X-Wing and they're fighting like an army, Wedge is always his wingman.
I don't know Wedge.
What? Wedge Antilles.
R2-D2.
No, man. Wedge. Come on. Red 5. Wedge is like.
I love this. No, man. Wedge. It just keeps saying. If I say Wedge 5 more times, do you?
Like, Wedge is like Red 1, and Buddy's like, and Luke is Red 5. And anyway, it doesn't matter. Okay. You
it's
don't know
human?
It.
Human?
Yeah. He even dances with an Ewok at the end. He's in the newer ones. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Okay.
Did the TVA come and reset you? Because this sounds like a different timeline.
Miriam, hear me out. Wedge. It's Wedge.
Okay, now I know.
Yeah, see, it works, right? If you say it enough times.
Yeah, yeah.
All perfect. Right. Question number 4. This former Van Halen frontman hated gigging on this frozen planet. This former Van Halen frontman hated gigging on this frozen planet.
David Lee Roth hates Hoth.
Yeah, I'll take that. Yeah, Roth and Hoth, no good. Yeah. Point for Miriam. Question number 5. If you think Anakin Skywalker stinks, then you're a this. If you think Anakin Skywalker stinks, well, then you're a this.
Vader hater.
Yeah, you're a Vader hater.
I was going to say, yeah, you beat me to it. Yeah, Darth Vader hater. I was going to say, yeah.
You're the worst. Okay, moving on to question number 6. Jar Jar loves these onion-flavored underwater snacks. Jar Jar loves these underwater onion-flavored snacks. There's a lot of scrunchy faces. I'm seeing crunchy faces. Jar Jar loves these onion-flavored underwater snacks. Anybody? Mark?
Mm-mm.
Miriam? No?
Me. I want to say it's miso. Miso soup. Not no. It at all.
It might be better. It doesn't rhyme. All right, Miriam, no?
No idea.
The answer was Gungan Funyuns. Gungan Funyuns.
That doesn't even rhyme.
It rhymes enough.
You're not even trying. Chris Bond, let it be known that this is the day Chris Bond stopped trying on these.
Okay, question number 7. Here we go. Jabba the Hutt's courtside pet Salacious has been sitting by Jabba for so long that this really hurts. Miriam's just like, nope.
No idea what you're even, nope. What are you saying there?
Mark, you know what I'm talking about?
I'm trying to figure out what this is, what you're trying to say here. Oh, is it the Hun's buns?
Oh, you're so close. No.
Hut's butts. That's what it is.
No. I like that too.
Hut's butt.
Yeah, you're barking up the
Jabba right. Jabba the Hutt's sloppy butt.
No, it's not Jabba. It's his pet. Okay, when you guys watch Return of the Jedi, Jabba has a pet, right?
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. that little thing, yeah.
Yeah, what's his name?
You just said Salacious.
It's Salacious. His name is Salacious Crumb. The answer was Crumb's Bum.
Oh. You're a Crumb's Bum.
A Crumb's Bum. Okay.
Yeah, I'm giving myself the point for that. And I'm going to give Miriam 2 points.
For all right, right on.
Having to put up with me.
All right. All right, question number 8. This Swedish tennis star, Bjorn, named his winged space pet this. Swedish tennis star Bjorn named his new winged space pet this.
Bjorn.
Baby Bjorn.
No.
It's obviously a... I just don't know this person. It's a porg.
Yes.
A porg borg.
That's it. Porg Borg. You got it. That's it.
What?
That's right.
I just said anything that I just said gibberish.
Yeah. Well, that was Bjorn Borg was a Swedish tennis star. You don't remember Bjorn Borg?
No. Jeff was a Swedish tennis star.
Yeah. Borg, Borg, Borg.
Yeah, it was Borg. It was Borg. Bjorn Borg,
Borg. Borg.
He had a Borg Borg or a Porg Borg. All of them was acceptable. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I'm glad that I said anything and it was right.
All right, let's go to number 9. This disco song was number 1 on the charts in Chewie's homeworld. This disco song was number 1 on the charts in Chewie's homeworld.
World called.
Is it the Wookie Boogie? Wookie Boogie?
No, no. Okay. This disco song was number 1 on the charts in Chewie's homeworld. No, Miriam's not making a face. No. Okay.
Nothing rhymes with Kashyyyk.
Mm. Oh, Kashyyyk. That was the name. I was trying to remember the name of his planet. Kashyyyk.
No, no answers.
Lafreak Kashyyyk?
That's it. Lafreak Kashyyyk. You got it.
That's so dumb.
Lafreak Kashyyyk.
Kashyyyk.
Amazing.
Oh, boy.
Great work, Mark. All right. Moving on. Question number 10. The two best things about Hoth are their steed-like creatures and also these decadent chocolate Hoth balls.
Tauntaun bonbons.
Tauntauns and bonbons is correct, Miriam. Well done. Excellent. Okay. Question number 11. Way to go, Miriam. That was a quick one. You know your bonbons.
I just love Hoth. That's the best planet.
It is. It's pretty rocking. Here we go. Number 11. This Supreme Leader hates it when kids play this tickle game with him.
What?
This Supreme Leader hates it when kids play this tickle game with him. What could it be?
Tickle game. I don't know.
Well, you know the guy's name, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's got to rhyme with that, right?
Yeah. Sounds weird to say that. I don't know. It sounds...
I thought it was cute. I thought it was funny. Are you not going to say it?
Snoke poke?
Yeah, poke a Snoke. Yeah. That's
what?
It. You got... Miriam got one while you were away, Mark. I'm sorry.
What happened? I missed it. I had a package delivered.
It was
poke a Snoke.
What the heck?
Tickle me.
Poke a Snoke.
Yeah.
I don't know that game.
You don't know that game?
I'm familiar with poke a Snoke.
All right, let's move on to question number 12. Only got a couple left. Here we go.
Okay.
This new Resistance member and Obi-Wan Kenobi's master have joined up to make a hip-hop duo.
Say it again.
This new Resistance member and Obi-Wan Kenobi's master have joined up to make this hip-hop duo.
This is too deep a reference.
Obi-Wan Kenobi's master.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan Kenobi's master. Who is Obi-Wan Kenobi's master?
Yoda?
No. It was in the first movie. It was in Phantom Menace. Unfortunately, I know, Miriam, not your favorite movie.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah? No?
Nope.
I needed, like, the Bantha guys on for this kind of, these kind of questions. It was too hard.
Yeah, we should have. They would have loved
it. Yeah.
Okay, so a new Resistance member. What was the name of the guy in Rogue One? He was a new Resistance member, right? Is that what we're talking about?
You're thinking too deep.
Finn and Jin.
Finn and Jin is right. Miriam's got it. Finn and Jin. There she figured it out.
Why is Finn and... How Finn and Jin? How is that a hip-hop
Finn is the new Resistance member. I forget who Jin is. Apparently, he's a master.
Qui-Gon Jin. Come on. Qui-Gon Jin is...
Of course. I should know that from the Weird Al song. Yeah.
All right, guys. This is the last one. This is the question number 13. Lucky number 13. Here we go. This dark saber wielding moth is taking his talents to the Sunshine State.
Moth, like the insect?
Nope. Moth. M-O-F-F. Yes.
What is a moth?
This dark saber wielding moth is taking his talents to the Sunshine State.
Samuel L. Jackson in Jacksonville.
Nope. Mark?
I have no idea what you're talking
no?
about.
No? Nobody watched The Mandalorian?
Yeah, I watched The Mandalorian.
What's the bad guy in The Mandalorian? What's his name?
I don't know. That bad guy.
Moff Gideon. The answer is Gideon the Floridian. Gideon the Floridian. All right. Moff, Grand Moff. Really? You don't know Moff Gideon was
now,
the bad guy?
When you said it, I knew. When you were like, when you said his name, I was like, oh yeah, okay, now that's his name. You're right.
I still don't know.
Don't you remember Tarkin was Grand Moff Tarkin? Like from the original Star Wars. Remember the old white guy that Vader even listened to? Grand Moff Tarkin? No.
Grand Moff Tarkin. Making up words now. I don't know.
What this is. You know what? To be fair, I made up Borg Porg earlier and I got a point.
Out,
so
I worked out. Okay, well, hey, we've played some Star Wars rhyme time. Maybe how did you score at home? Let us know. I'm sure you beat our two competitors here. But for purposes of crowning a winner. Who was victorious, Miriam? Who was the big winner today?
Well, I was the one keeping the score.
Oh, poop. Okay. Yeah, Mark. Hey, buddy. Who won this one?
Well, I got 8 points.
Oh, hey.
And Miriam squeaked by me with 8.5.
Whoa. So. Way to go, Miriam. You did it. A rhyme time victory for Miriam Kenley. Also, our queen of the castle. She doesn't lose at any of these guys. None of them. She's the queen. Check her out.
I think I might have lost this one.
I don't know. Hey, it was an official
score. Crappy sure scorekeeping.
The actual score was something like 5-1, so.
I like how you made it sound close, man. That was exciting. I get it.
Thank you. That's what I was going for.
Yeah.
Suspense.
Well, guys, that was rhyme time. It was tons of fun, and we are going to wrap it up right here and say goodbye. So, hey, thanks so much for tuning in today. If you had a good time, please rate, review, and subscribe. It's just a nice thing to do, you know? And if you're in space, you're feeling the Star Wars vibes, you know? Hey, write something nice about us. What does that even mean? I'll cut that part. Hey, if you have a segment idea or you just want to say hello, do it. Hit us up. What's up at WeLikeThemeParks.com. You can always find us on the Instagram at WeLikeThemeParks. And finally, you can find us on the Magic of the Mouse Radio every Monday, Wednesday, Fridays at 5, noon on Sundays. The music for the We Like Theme Parks podcast, well, that was composed and provided by who, Miriam?
Mike Troublecock.
And where can we find that dude?
MikeTroublecockMusic.com.
It's like you know already. It's amazing. So for Miriam, for Mark, for me, that's all, folks. We'll see you real soon. Why? Because we like you. And...
please don't speak for me.
We like Star Wars. Theme Parks.
Yeah. Well, then you have to sing along, Mark. Do the thing. Do the We Like Theme Parks.
Bye.
Ugh. See you next week, friends. We like theme parks. We like theme parks podcast.